You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
To come and save her, better believe they get on their knees and pray her. They pray her and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good. And it's so hard to do right when you do wrong. When I turn right, but you turn all the way.
Henshaw, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Marvelous to have a poetry reading from a talented, kind, gorgeous, sacred, amazing guest. Renee Roman-Nose is here to share with us her poetry and her amazing spirit. My name is Dr. Dawn Karima, and I'm so grateful you've joined us today and that all of us are joined by Renee Roman-Nose. And now, a poetry reading.
Good morning, Pibawana. Greetings. Good day, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, Dr. Karima, for that beautiful introduction. It's always a pleasure to interact with you, and I have so much admiration for you and the way you move through the world and how you're such a change maker, uplifting others constantly and so inspiring. So thank you for that. So I will begin with a poem called My Strength. I see the stallion, thundering hooves striking, powerfully driving him. Muscles bunch and respond, conquering the steep mountain with ease. He storms past me, his strength flowing into me, renewing me physically, spiritually. The stallion gallops determinedly, thundering up the mountain in my mind, protecting me, strengthening me. The storms that surround me fall before him, thundering hooves scattering the inconsequential, the fear and doubt. I feel the stallion in my heart, enveloping my soul, encompassing me, his hide blinding in its purity. The storms which once ravaged my heart and my life, devastating all in their path, now swept aside by a greater purpose. The next poem was written for one of my brothers. This is called The Warrior. Strength radiates from within, obvious even to a casual observer. A sensitivity that he strives to conceal to all but those closest to him makes him all the more precious to those he trusts. Talents many and varied, a heart as strong as his people, pride as deep as his roots in this land, with an awareness of his own responsibility to the generations to come, as well as those of today. Cares not for those whose lives are wrapped in facades, roots firmly in reality and awareness, commits to preserve the irreplaceable, that which was almost destroyed by greed. Precious and few to nurture, protect, prolong, and strengthen by hope. Native Son, you brighten my life with your smile, your heart as warm as the sun. Each day you struggle with harassment at school, for your long hair, for your native heritage. I listen to your words of frustration and shed my tears inside, while my words, chosen with care, encourage you to be strong. I try to balance my anger with reason and kindness, while wondering why the kids at your school aren't taught the same by their parents. I see you growing, changing. Last year you were shorter than me. This year you tower over me, calling me little. You make me laugh with your jokes, your teasing ways, so sweet and gentle. All big feet, heart, and awkward bones, growing every day in more than height. Winter tales, oral history, some call it, family time, bonding one to another, community. The story so well remembered that our lips move in unison as we silently mouth the words, like water rushing to the freedom of the ocean. We listen with our hearts, the familiar words falling from our storyteller's lips, sharing our culture, our history, our pride in who we are, as we share our stories with other generations all gathered round, from small babes to grandparents, all anxiously awaiting the next adventure shared in this lively way. The firelight dances as it reflects over our faces and ourselves, granting warmth and comfort on a cold winter night. The stories make us laugh until we hold our sides. We feel sorrow at the tragedies faced by a hero. The night pulls round us as we move closer to hear the soft words spoken so gently now. Then we laugh at the sudden appearance of that trickster coyote. The stories end and we all head home with the story still dancing in our heads. In the distance, the waves crash on the rocky shore, comforting us in their continuity, lulling us to sleep as coyote winds his sly way through our dreams. The card. What tribe are you from? People ask with interest. Can you prove it? They ask rudely. Yes, I answer. I have a card. My tribe, my people, many of the native people of this land of the free and home of the real brave, are required to have a tribal ID. Does it say who you are? It says what tribe. Does it give you money? No, my job gives me money. Money I've earned. Doesn't the government do that? No, just me. Anyone can make a card. Only I can provide for me. What I am Cheyenne. My people, my tribe, that's who I am. Expression. Don't you see that you are living on stolen land? That the immigration bill you support wholeheartedly would have applied to the first boat people from the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria? Can you not feel the injustice of a nation that offers citizenship to its first citizens in 1924? This same nation despised those native men who declined to fight in World War I for a country that denied them their language, their fertility, their culture, their children, their land, their religion, only to grant them citizenship in 1924, a country that had hunted us to virtual extinction only 40 years before, the American genocide, Indian Wars, Seminole Wars, Sand Creek, Little Bighorn, Battle of the Washita, Trail of Tears, Wounded Knee, the Black Hills, native land buried under miles and miles of concrete. Depth. Reach deeper, he said to me. Pull from within to see who you are. Let your blood and the blood of your ancestors speak. Speak to you, speak to us all. History lesson. United States territorial expansion, the book declares to every student, teaching them that it was right and proper, as well as courageous to invade an inhabited land. You teach confusion as you teach national pride. How much pride is gained by stealing, lying, cheating, murdering, raping, dismembering, treating us as strangers in our own land, requiring us to be federally recognized by your federation, of course. We already know who we are, what we are. We are the native people of this land, of these Americas. We are the first Americans. Inheritance. We are trapped with a blanket, not of our own making. All Indians, all different nations, identified by one misnomer, labeled for all time by Columbus. The lost, stubborn, greedy, murderous fool who sought India but found us instead. From the Oregon coast to Long Island, from Alaska to Argentina, we are the native sons, the native daughters, the inheritors and caretakers of this land. Inheriting nearly lost legacy, stolen bit by bit, relative by relative, by the invading hordes from across the sea. Denied our religion in America for too long. Denied our land in South, Central, and North America. Lost. Promised as long as the grass grows, as long as the river flows. So much for promises. Patchwork quilted crops strewn across the land. My eyes hunger for the beauty of her face in all its varied wonder, from the striking plains to sun-drenched seas. My eyes hunger for the beauty of her face, drinking in the glory of the mighty redwoods, silent sentinels watching over her, gazing at majestic mountain peaks and lush valleys. My eyes hunger for the beauty of her face. Cobalt blue lakes beckoning in welcome, pulling me to their stone-strewn shores, to walk by rushing rivers, tumbling, twisting, twining. My eyes hunger for the beauty of her face. My eyes hunger for the beauty of her face. According to national statistics, Native people are incarcerated at the second highest rate of all Americans, a number only exceeded by African Americans. Statistically speaking, 709 out of every 100,000 Native people are incarcerated. 1,815 per 100,000 African Americans are incarcerated. Native people comprise only 2% of the entire population of the United States of America. In Montana, where Native people are 6% of the population, the prison population is 16% Native. That poem was written for our family members who are incarcerated, many of them because they couldn't afford an attorney, competent or not. My elders, I listen to your stories avidly, your knowledge a gift to all of us that you share in spite of your age, the strength that you once had, now visible in your will, maybe not as much in your physical self. Yet you don't let that slow you down as you travel to dances, to memorials, to ceremonials, visiting friends, family, sharing your love, your warmth, kindness, your wonderful humor, bringing laughter to those around you, bringing the joy of your love to family and friends. Wind song. The wind carries messages for those with ears to hear. The trees carry signs for those with eyes to see. The forest tells stories to those who can read. The eagle beckons to those whose spirits are free. This poem was written for my grandfather, Eugene Black Bear Sr. It's titled Dignity. He walks into the arena with care. Each step causes his body pain, yet his mind rejoices, rejects the stresses. Trembling legs threaten to fail and do not. his back slightly bowed by time, a face deeply carved by life, by love, loss, survival. His will stronger than flesh, his heart and soul in each step, carries him with grace, slow, painful. His movements reflect the beauty and strength of the drum, enduring, everlasting, inspiring. Alcoholism is a disease that strikes indiscriminately, young, old, wealthy or poor, people of all nations. It affects almost everyone's life. Native people work to limit accessibility to alcohol, as in the efforts made in White Clay, Nebraska, population 30, where poor small businesses sold approximately 4 million cans of beer each year, while the business owners refused any sense of responsibility for the alcohol-related incidents and deaths that happened on the road between Pine Ridge and White Clay, once called the deadliest road in America. This poem is dedicated to John T. Williams, who was shot by a Seattle police officer while walking across the street carrying a legal-sized carving blade in one hand and a piece of cedar in the other. He came from a family of wood carvers and suffered hearing loss and was crossing a night walking. Brother, I see you night walking in the sun. The stagger in your step, stark contrast with the smile on your face. Lost in the misery, pain, hopelessness of your life, torments flooded by the bottle. Brother, I see you night walking in the sun. The laughter that others barely hide at your condition, pulling me to you, to guide, to protect and defend. My back is straighter, my spine firm as my heart. Right or wrong, we are all related. You are my brother. You are myself. My torments are within you, open wounds bleeding freely. My tears fall within me at your pain, at the pain within us all, our torment flooded by the bottle. Brother, I see you night walking in the sun. This next poem was written for some dear friends upon their loss. It's titled Calling Them Home. When the Creator, in his infinite wisdom, calls a child home, we grieve for the loss of one so loved, given to us for such a brief time, to be cherished and loved, the precious joy, the gift of that love, the child that will remain forever young in our memories, in our hearts. Our child will never know the cares of this world. The burdens will never be heavy, never bow his heart or mind, as he lives on, safe in the warm embrace of the Creator. This poem was written for a dear young friend of mine who had a mad crush on a singer. The singer. He had flashing dark eyes and long black hair. His teasing ways won me over. His gentleness made me stay. A voice that caught me held me still. The drum beats match those within me. His songs keep echoing in my heart. This next poem, I'll read it first and then I'll tell you what it's truly about. It's titled Snow Angel. Long black hair, smooth copper skin. Fall into the snow. Fall with me again. That's actually about a snowball fight. I was at a conference with a friend, and it was in the wintertime, so there's a lot of snow near Tahoe. And we had gone exploring together and had a snowball fight, and this person is 6'4". That's a long way to fall when you get hit in the forehead with a snowball, but that's what happened. So it's not nearly as as sensual as it sounds. The next poem was written for somebody I have great admiration for. Her name is Rose Olney. I've known her for years, and she's a delightful human being. This is titled Native Bloom. Rose by name, rose by heart. You can feel that come through from the start. With beauty unchecked by time, she is dignity and honor clearly defined. Dancing with honor, moving with style and grace. The pride of her people shone on her face. She is a native rose. Rose is her name. She is a native woman, too strong to tame. Autumn. After all the wild summer, love away and teach me an evening song. The journey. The wind will know your name. The wind. The wind will know your name. The wind will caress your cheek. Blow softly. Ease the journey. Warm your face for the challenges ahead. The next poem is based upon an actual incident that happened to me. Racism. I'm standing in line at Kmart, waiting like the good girl I've been brought up to be. Waiting in line at Kmart for my turn to be helped by the clerk. Watching one white person after another be helped and sent on their way while I wait and see more white people step up before me. Confused and frustrated, I finally ask to be waited on, while the white people around me look on with frank disapproval. I am embarrassed at their judgment, at my own forwardness, then angry that this is how it is. "Save a fish, kill an Indian," the bumper sticker proclaimed from a white pickup. "Welcome to the land of the free, where the fishing rights and treaties last as long as a whisper on the wind. Promises made to our grandparents for as long as the grass shall grow, as long as the rivers flow, or until we find something we want on your land. Uranium, oil, gold. All for what? For a land you cannot possess, only rent for a short time. How can you own the earth, the sky, the sun, the air that we breathe that you are destroying day by day? Technology has brought us so far that some cannot leave their home. Now we are all paying for your deeds. It is not too late to recover from all that has been wrought, not too late to live at peace with the earth and your brothers and sisters of all nations. Custer died for your sins," said a bumper sticker on a res car. According to the U.S. Constitution, Article 6, under debts, supremacy, oath, all debts contracted, engagements entered into before the adoption of this Constitution shall be as valid against the United States under this Constitution as under the Confederation. This Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made, or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land, and the judges of every state shall be bound thereby, anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary notwithstanding. The senators and representatives before mentioned and the members of several state legislators and all executive and judicial officers, both of the United States and of the several states, shall be bound by oath or affirmation to support this Constitution, but no religious test shall ever be required as a qualification to any office or public trust under the United States. As we've all seen, there's not one treaty standing that hasn't been broken by the United States of America with the indigenous people of this land. Astonishment. My face a reflection of surprise. A dear friend, non-native, expresses her opinion to me. You should pay taxes, she says. You are an American, just like everyone else. We do pay taxes, I respond, although I don't think we should. I agree, I am an American. I'm a first American, native, Indian, however you prefer. We have paid over and over again in millions of acres lost, in millions of lives lost. We have paid in blood to those who helped themselves to our country, to those we welcomed, fed, helped to survive, only to be repaid in treaty after treaty, each one worth as much as the paper they were written on. Each paper promise forgotten by the great white father in Washington, who did it for our own good.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We don't just talk. We don't just entertain. We've combined talk radio with the latest in online entertainment, outperforming the digital quality of our competitors. Our shows are produced in a state-of-the-art studio by the best professionals in the business. TalkTainmentRadio.com. You can listen live or play podcasts. We give you a reason to come. We give you a reason to stay. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard.
Would it be crazy if you packed your bags and left? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
Yeah, oh Lord, can you come and save her? Better believe they get on their knees, they pray hard, and never look back, once the war forget.
This next poem, which I'll be sharing with you, is very timely, especially in light of the book banning that's going on across the country, more specifically in Florida. I'm quite certain that my book, Sweetgrass Talking, were it available in Florida, as were it more successful than it currently is. I'll just put it that way. If people knew about it, they'd probably go, no, we can't have that book in our schools. It teaches actual history, horrors. I'm sure people would be up in arms in Florida. This is titled, Heroes Rise, Heroes Fall. I see your history books differently than most. Your textbooks glorify the roles of your ancestors, making us appear as savages, brutal, untrustworthy, turning your invading ancestors into mighty heroes. Abraham Lincoln painted as the great emancipator, freeing the slaves while the world watched, killing the Indians as he pursued genocide from sea to shining sea. The great L. Frank Baum, writer of The Wizard of Oz, promoter of Indian extermination. Abraham Lincoln was my hero for so long as a child, until I grew and learned of 38 men plus two he sentenced to hang for defending their land. The large mass hanging in the history of the United States of America. As a child, Oz was my escape until I found Baum's published editorials. He promoted total annihilation of the few remaining Indians as a way to secure land from those who lived upon it first. Mark Twain, the profound sadness it brought to my heart to read of his belief in Indian extermination. Andrew Jackson, the great Indian fighter, denying the Cherokee their Supreme Court decision, driving them to death on the Trail of Tears. Heroism is relative. Don't believe all the hype. We all have heroes. We all have misconceptions. We have a responsibility to learn the truth. We have the right to demand the truth. I'm going to shift gears a little bit and read from my next book, which will come out later this year. Currently, it's a chapbook, and both of my books are available. I'll talk about that towards the end. My upcoming book will also be published by Utter Chaos Press and titled River of Life. As the Rez turns, she's a Rez girl through and through. She's nothing but trouble. You know it's true. Trading commodity cheese for cigarettes. She'll take your man, too, on a bet. She'll offer a 12-pack just to make you giggle, then lure him away with a smile and hip wiggle. You'll be crying in your beer. It'll happen so fast. But don't you worry. It won't last. She'll be bored soon. She prefers the chase. She's a hunter born with a taste for the race. Once she wins, she'll move on. A new man in her sights. She'll just ignore that you had first rights. So choose your man with care, one who's not too cute, or she'll look at him as her prize and steal your loot. Once he's gone, let him go for good. Don't take him back like your heart says you should. Find one less handsome, one more loyal than the last. You can't win against a Rez girl. They're much too fast. She wins them away with a wink and a smile, then tosses them after just a little while. Though your heart may be breaking, here's what you should do. Wait till she has a man, then you do it too. So the Rez turns into the night. Revenge may not be fair, but it sure feels right. Sorry, not sorry. The text appeared stark on my phone. The laughter burst forth from my two long unkissed lips. Laughter fell and rolled and burst into garlands in the air around me, falling in clouds of petals, colorful and slowly descending around me, healing as they fell, gently enveloping me in color and soft care. Sorry, not sorry, that you're single now. I'm still a hottie. This poem was written for every mature woman. I'm still a hottie. I'm still a hottie. I think I wear my years well. My hotness may not be as obvious as years gone by. It only becomes apparent in flashes now. Dew on my brow, deodorant breaking down, taking off as many clothes as convention and company will allow. Stepping outside into a bitter winter wind, deeply grateful for the relief it provides. In my mature years, when the heat rises from deep within and is only assuaged by the welcome winter winds. I dreamed of a land filled with a kind, a warm people whose love for their land and sea, for the bounty they provided, was immense, along with their understanding of their responsibility as stewards of the land and water. Outsiders came to pillage and rape both the land and her people. Their mutual suffering reverberated through lives and time, devastating to the land, to those who loved her, strengthened by their ancestors, those who have gone before. They endured the atrocities upon themselves, upon the land and waters entrusted to them by the Creator, until the sun rose, as always, upon a new day of reckoning, when the beloved land was once again treated with kindness and love by the descendants who love, respect, who cherish her still, their love renewing her just as she sustains all. Today's stewards of the earth work to sustain her in return. This poem was written for my mom. Orange rose, dig it up, I told my son. Put it in a pot and in my car. I drove it across the continent after she died. Once home, I carried it lovingly inside, placed it next to a large window where it could be caressed by the sun. It's blossomed three times since her last day. I like to think it's her. echoing over and over those many miles and nights since she passed away, remembering always. She heard my first breath. I heard her last. Run. Run, girl, run. If he'll cheat on his wife, promises sworn before the Creator on a warm summer day, before loved ones, then you cannot expect anything else. Take it from me. Wait, you already did. War whoop. Passing left, faking right, playing ball all through the night, sweat pouring down my face, competing hard for first place, bragging rights for years to come, carve on my headstone when I'm done. Res ball champion, that's what it'll say when the sun sets on my final day. Put a ball in my hand, sing me on my way. Grass dancer. He spins into the arena, slides into the spotlight. Just as the drums begin, his body twisting to the right. The spotlight follows his every twist and move, sparkling off the cut beads, showing off his powwow groove. The crowd went wild when he dipped low. The women screamed when his fringe swung above and below. Grass dance man, doing it right. Grass dance man, his moves are tight. His arms extended, his steps quick and light. The women are all wondering if his moves last all night. He's a grass dancer, tall and lean. He's got moves for days, if you know what I mean. The music pounds. The drummer's song is fierce and loud as the dancer spins to the beat and the delight of the crowd. The crowd draws a collective breath as the drums pound to the end, as the dancer sways, dips, and bends. They wait with anticipation to see if dancer and song will join at the end, or will he dance too long. The last drum beat fades into the night. The grass dancer's feet stop a moment past right. He walks off a bit sheepish. He'd held the crowd till then, but they showed their appreciation. What a dance it had been. 90 Shades of Indian Love. Run your fry bread oil-covered fingers through my long hair before you braid it nice and tight. Let me climb those thick brown thighs to paradise. I'm a good climber. Sing me a 49 song, a love song to pull at my wounded and weary heart. Promise me you'll be faithful, at least until the next powwow. Eternal song. I feel the song of a thousand years. I smell the earth of my ancestors. I see the sky that looked on other nations. I hear the song that carries us through the ages. I taste the victory, the long denied. You can contact me at rromannose@gmail.com. I'm Renee_Roman_Nose on Instagram, and I'm Renee L. Roman Nose on Facebook. My public persona or public profile for professional contact is Renee Roman Nose on Facebook. And again, you can reach out to me on rromannose@gmail.com to purchase any of my books. Sweetgrass Talking is available, as is, which is my first book, and then River of Life is available as a chapbook. It will be available later this year, published by Uttered Chaos Press, edited by Laura LaHue. And I do have CDs of River of Life, spoken word, with my tremendously talented native flute playing friend, Peter Ollie. And those are available, the books and CDs, Sweetgrass Talking and River of Life CD is available for $20 a piece plus shipping and handling. And the River of Life chapbook is $10 plus shipping and handling. And my thanks go out to Don Karima, to each and everyone listening. My hands go up to you and thanks for your time, for getting up every day and making the world a better place because you're in it. Never forget what our ancestors have given so that we could be here in this moment, making the world better for our descendants, for the seventh generation yet to come. So my thanks, my appreciation for your time, and I look forward to hearing from you. And if you're a poet and you want to reach out about your poetry, I'd be happy to have those conversations as well. And again, rromannose@gmail.com. So it's rromannose@gmail.com.
We loved everything that you shared with us today, and I love you. And I am so thankful to the Creator for you, and I'm so thankful for all of the wonderful kindness you show to me. And I pray that you will always be blessed for being so wonderful to me. I'm grateful. And to everyone who joined us today, oh, this has been wonderful, marvelous, and we have loved it and enjoyed it. Thank you, Renee Romanose.
Multitudes of people crying, asking for manna and pleading for quail, shouting, reaching, pushing, shoving, salt and oil, flour and lard. Eating is everything. Pass your basket. Have faith. He'll give us loaves and fishes.
ed imahe. Ya hegeda te yajidos.
The desire of nations.
What matters most is the weight of the heart. The measure of fire when Creator smiles. First and last, how we are made. What matters most is the cry of the heart. The coming of children, the baking of bread, day in, day out, our lives are made. Can't you hear me singing? Desire of nations sounds like a power drum. Glimpses of Eden that make us miss heaven, and how we finally come home again. Can't you hear me singing? Desire of nations sounds like power drum. Desire of nations sounds like stomped and shaken. First and last, how we are made. Can't you hear me singing? Desire of nations sounds like a power drum. Desire of nations sounds like stomped and shaken.
Mado, everybody. Mado.
Down in beginning of wisdom. I am wise. My uncle is on council. I shall not want. Tribal laws are in my favor. I have plenty of softki. I shake shells at the stomp grounds, wrap my soul in patchwork and ribbons. I walk through the valley of the shadow of alligators. I have no fear. Red stick warriors are with me. War clubs and panthers, they comfort me. I spread commodity peanut butter in the presence of my enemies. Soldiers who have run on a long time. Long in the tooth. Too quick with a rifle. I pour red Kool-Aid and sweet tea. My cup runs over. It is just a mason jar, anyway. Grandmama Grayson never throws them away. Surely a roll number will follow me all the days of my life. And when it is over, the Creator will find me, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Sing you to me, long-fingered hunters who draw back the bow, know how to stop a heart with a prayer. There, with you is always plenty. I sing you to me. I sing you to me, warriors who know this is no longer Eden. Even fight ghosts and shadows so that I can sleep. Victory and peace cost you your dreams. I sing you to me. I sing you to me, men of medicine who know there is no sin. When sage and cedar sang and wheel, heal, burns left by fire, grief and brimstone. I sing you to me. I sing you to me, factors, men of the open hand, trading wisdom, wealth, and land, sand, white. Run, run into blankets, beans, and bind lines of stump dance songs. I sing you to me. I sing you to me. Chiefs who ponder on your beds, heads of state, of favor, of mind. Find, when you call, God answers. I sing you. Thank you.
Sorrow at dawn and again at dusk grinds our insides, knots our bellies, pangs finger woven from remembering meat. Our cheeks draw close together, water, sour. Some mornings I wake weeping, fold my soul within my hand, press my will into my lips. With each tear I covet the salt of Lot's wife. Half an ounce of joy would buy our lives. We survive on the crumbs others disdain. Pray they are clumsy, leave handfuls behind. What they esteem lightly enlightens our eyes. Nights make us ache for when we had peace, when we were people of plenty, had more than we needed. There were grapes in this land that it took two to carry. Of course, there were not. That was Canaan. We know it. Memory satisfies one kind of hunger.
And thank you to all of you who spend time with us as part of this show. I'm Dr. Dawn Karima, and I'll see you next time.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.